indeed, even now you are not yet able.
弟兄姐妹, 我们看见, 哥林多教会是神借着保罗所传福音所产生出来的。
We see that God allowed Paul, through sharing the gospel, rebirth them.
保罗爱他们的心是何等的深。
And Paul deeply loved them.
所以我们看见在初期的时候, 保罗知道他们在基督里面是婴孩。
At the beginning, Paul knew that they were only infants in Christ.
可是过了一些年日之后,
But after some years,
当保罗知道哥林多教会里面各式各样的问题的时候,
And when he knew of the many problems in the Corinthian church,
保罗的心就像是为父的心一样,
Then Paul's heart was like the heart of a father.
他心里面是何等的忧愁,
He was very sorrowful.
他说到如今你们仍然在基督里还是婴孩。
He said, Because even now you are still infants.
他们仍然在那里,
They are still men of flesh.
弟兄姐妹, 今天我们在基督里, 我们是否还是婴孩呢?
So brothers and sisters, today are we still infants?
我们是否还是以自己, 常常以自己为中心呢?
Are we still often self-centered?
我们的生活里头是不是还充满着各样的肉体的问题?
In our daily lives, do we still have many problems that have to do with our flesh?
还是我们今天已经在神的恩典里头，在基督里已经长大成人。
Or are we in the grace of God? Have we matured and grown up?
弟兄姐妹，我们需要靠着主的恩典，在基督里面长大成人。
And so, brothers and sisters, through His grace, we need to mature and grow up.
我们需要按着神的心意，我们能够长成神儿子的模样。
According to His will, we need to be conformed into the image of the Son.
就像我们主耶稣一样，他常以父的事为念。
Just like our Lord Jesus, He was mindful often of the Father's business.
在过去的冬令会期间，有一件事情叫我的心非常得着激励。
In the past retreat, there was something that really encouraged me.
我们知道一般的青少年们，他们常常还是以自己为中心。
We know that for the majority of young people, they are often self-centered.
如果你们家里面还有青少年的孩子，你们就知道。
If you have young children, you will know.
他们不太会关心。 那个父母亲的事或是家里面的事
They don't know really how to care about the things that their parents care about or the family matters
可这一次呢我有机会参加他们在冬令会当中青少年他们分组的交通和祷告的时间
And so this time at the winter retreat I was able to participate in their small group discussion and prayer time
其中有一位高中生他提出他从他心里面的负担提出一个代祷
And so among them there was a high schooler who shared a prayer request
他就请弟兄姐妹能够为着高中组的弟兄姐妹们祷告
And so his request was to pray for the high school brothers and sisters
为着高中组的属灵情形祷告
To pray for their spiritual condition
为着他们彼此肢体之间彼此相顾相爱的关系来祷告
To pray for their relationship with one another for caring about one another
弟兄姐妹感谢神 这就是一个长大的一个情形
I thank the Lord because this is a condition of one who has matured
这个属灵生命他不再是单单光单顾自己的事
This life no longer cares just about his own self
我们的小弟兄他也能够来关心神家的事
Our young brother cares about the matters of his father's house
他能够关心弟兄相爱的那样的生活
He cares about the life of brotherly love
我们感谢主
And so we thank our Lord
我们知道生命的成长是需要经过成长的苦痛
We know that in our physical growth, we need to go through growing pains.
所以在我们肉身生命的成长过程当中，我们就会经过这个肉身的疼痛。
And so as you grow, you will experience some of these physical growing pains.
其中一个最普遍的情形就是那个腿会抽筋。
A very common symptom is that you'll have cramps in your legs.
我不知道年轻弟兄姐妹们可能还记得。
Young people, perhaps you still remember.
其实我自己还记得，虽然我已经不年轻。
I still remember too, even though I'm not young.
在我们成长的时候，那个常常有时候在特别在睡觉的时候啊，腿就会抽筋。
And so I remember, particularly when I needed to sleep, my legs would cramp.
这是我们成长必须经过的苦痛。
This is something that we all need to endure as we grow.
我们的属灵生命的成长。 也必须要经过这十字架的苦难
In our spiritual growth, yes, we will also go through suffering of the cross
借着十字架的苦难能够叫我们属灵生命能够更加的长大更加的成熟
And so as we suffer, our lives will mature
所以我们主的话告诉我们说我们若和他一同受苦 也必和他一同得荣耀
And so that is why his words tell us, if we suffer for him, then we will also be glorified with him.
得荣耀的意思就是我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
To be glorified with him means that you will be conformed into the image of the Son.
就是我们的属灵生命长大成熟了。
That is your spiritual life now has matured.
就是基督的性格更多的在我们身上成型了。
The character of Christ has been more and more increased in you.
那就是我们得荣耀的
This is the condition of us gaining glory.
这就是今天圣灵要在我们身上来做成的事。
This is what the Holy Spirit wants to do in us today.
我们感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise our Lord.
那圣灵是如何来引导我们长成神儿子的模样呢？
So how does the Holy Spirit lead us into the image of the Son?
我们感谢神，神没有把我们长成神儿子模样这件事情交给任何的人。
We thank the Lord that God has not entrusted this matter of being transformed into the image of His Son into anyone else's hands.
也没有交给任何的组织和团体。
He did not entrust this responsibility to any other group or organization.
因为我们在神的心中是何等的宝贵。
Because we in the heart of God, we are truly precious.
神他要亲自来负责使我们被他磨成儿子的形象。
He himself is responsible for this work of transforming us into the image of the Son.
换句话说，圣灵要亲自把基督一切的性格要制作成型在我们身上。
In other words, Christ himself, he will transform us into his image.
那么我们是不是没有责任呢？
So is it then we have no responsibility?
我们有我们的责任。
No, we have our own responsibility.
我们必须要配合圣灵在我们身上的工作。
We need to cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
借着我们顺服圣灵的带领
Through our obedience to the leading of the Spirit
圣灵能够把我们磨成神儿子的形象
Then the Holy Spirit can transform us into the image of the Son
圣灵在我们身上的引导和带领主要有三方面的工作
In the work of the Holy Spirit there are three different aspects
第一就是圣灵引导我们奉献
First, the Holy Spirit leads us to consecrate ourselves.
第二方面，圣灵引导我们祷告。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit leads us to pray.
第三方面，圣灵要引导我们进入一切的真理。
And thirdly, the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth.
第一点，圣灵引导我们奉献。关于这一点，过去感谢主借着中立中的几次的交通，弟兄姐妹应当非常明白了。
And now, in this first aspect of consecration, we thank the Lord. Brother Philip has shared with us many times now about this. We ought to understand.
这是圣灵借着神的爱来激励我们，叫我们将身体献上，当作活祭来献给神。
That is, the Holy Spirit has filled us with the love of Christ so that we willingly consecrate ourselves as living sacrifices.
早晨许弟兄也再一次提醒了我们。
And our brother Xu also reminded us today.
我们的属灵生命要能够长成神儿子的模样。第一件事就是要奉献自己。
For our lives to be transformed into the image of the Son, the very first step is consecration.
那什么是奉献呢？
So what is consecration?
简单的说，就是主权的转移。
Simply put, it's a transfer of ownership.
就是将我们这个人一切的主权转移给神。
That is, all the rights that I have as a person, I give it to God.
这是圣灵在我们身上工作的第一步。
This is the very first step of the Holy Spirit's work in us.
我们知道圣灵就是三一神的其中一个位格。
We know that the Holy Spirit, He is one person in the triune God.
圣灵就是神自己。
The Holy Spirit is God Himself.
虽然神他有能力，他有权柄在我们身上来做事。
Even though God has the power, the ability, and the authority to do all His work in us,
然而神却尊重他所造的人。
And yet He still respects the man that He has created.
若不是我们愿意，
If we are unwilling,
圣灵就不在我们身上工作。
Then the Holy Spirit will not work in us.
所以借着奉献，我们把我们的主权转交给神。
So through consecration, we now transfer all our rights and owner and transfer our ownership to God.
叫圣灵能够在我们身上来制作我们。
To allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
来把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
To transform us, mold us into the image of the Son.
兄姐妹，虽然我们听了这么多奉献的道，
even though we've heard so many messages on consecration,
然而许多时候我们却仍然不愿意奉献。
Still, so often we're unwilling to.
我们不愿意把自己交给神。
We're unwilling to give ourselves to God.
这时候怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
感谢神，
Thank the Lord.
是圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
It is the Holy Spirit who pours out the love of Christ into our hearts.
当神的爱充满在我们心的时候，
When His love fills our hearts,
我们就甘心情愿地把自己交给我们的神。
Then willingly and voluntarily we will give ourselves to God.
是圣灵帮助我们。
It's the Holy Spirit who helps us.
来将自己奉献给神。
To allow us to give ourselves to God.
我想到我自己初蒙恩的时候。
I remember when I was first saved.
我不像弟兄姐妹有这么好的福气，能够明白这奉献的真理。
I wasn't as privileged as you all to understand the truth of consecration.
然而就是在聚会的里头，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我心里。
But it was still in the gathering that the Holy Spirit poured out the love of Christ into my heart.
叫我甘心情愿地把自己奉献给神。
So that I was able to be willing and voluntarily give myself to God.
姐妹，是圣灵带领我们。进入这个奉献。
It is the Holy Spirit who brings us so that we enter into this consecration.
我们每一个蒙神所爱的儿女。
Every single beloved child of God.
我们都必须要经历这第一次，把我们自己全然奉献给神。
We all need to go through this very first step of consecration.
姐妹，如果你还没有奉献你自己。
Brothers and sisters, if you have not yet consecrated yourself.
愿早晨神的爱再来激励你。
This morning, may the love of Christ again compel you.
叫你愿意将自己奉献给神。
So that you would be willing to consecrate yourself.
让神在你身上得着主权。
So that God would have the ownership in your life.
让圣灵能够在你身上开始来工作。
So that God can begin His work in you.
叫我们能够进入这奉献的门。
So that you can enter through these doors of consecration.
我们不仅要进入这奉献的门。
Not only do we enter through the doors of consecration.
我们不仅要有一次全然的奉献。
Not only do we need to have this once and for all consecration.
我们还需要走一条奉献的道路。
But we also need to walk the path of consecration.
就是我们要不断地更新我们的奉献。
That is, you need to continually renew your consecration.
我们不仅需要一次概括性地将全人献给神。
Not just once and for all that you give him, consecrate your entire being to him.
我们还需要在生活当中一样一样地把自己具体的来交给神。
But daily in your practical life, practically you need to consecrate yourself to Him.
在这次青年冬令会当中，我们实在是看见圣灵的工作。
So this time at the winter retreat, we truly saw the work of the Spirit.
我记得在一次小组的交通分享当中。
And so once again during one of the small group discussions.
有位青年弟兄。他就受了圣灵的感动。
There was a young brother. He was moved by the Spirit.
因着在特会当中，David 彭弟兄呢，他交通到了这个他的一个见证。
And so through one of the testimonies that Brother David Peng shared,
就是呢，他每一天的开始，他就将他的舌头来奉献给神。
And that is at the beginning of every day, he would consecrate his tongue, his speech to the Lord.
就是他每天醒来第一件事情就用他的舌头来赞美神。
And so at the beginning of every day, the very first thing he does is to speak praise to God.
所以当我们在小组交通的时候，
And so as we were in our small group discussion,
这位青年弟兄呢，他就因着这个见证被提醒。
And so our young brother, through this testimony, he was reminded.
他就说他盼望在这2016年的时候。
He says that he hopes that in this new 2016,
他也能够来学习每天开始就用他的舌头来赞美神。
That he also wants to learn how to use his tongue, his speech to praise God.
因为他告诉我们从前他的舌头没有奉献给神。
Because he said in the past he had not yet consecrated his tongue, his speech to the Lord.
他常常随己意啊。爱说什么话就说什么话。
And so according to his own desires, he would say whatever he wants.
说了很多不该说的话。
And said a lot of things he shouldn't have.
说了很多不像神儿女所该说的话。
Said a lot of things that as a child of God, he ought not to say.
然后我们感谢神因着圣灵在他里头的工作。
But we do thank the Lord through the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵帮助我们弟兄他能够有这样一个具体的奉献。
The Holy Spirit was able to help our young brother to have a very practical consecration.
把他的舌头献给神。
To consecrate his tongue to the Lord.
相信圣灵在他身上会来管理约束他。
And I do believe that the Holy Spirit will now discipline and correct him.
姐妹，我们也都需要将我们的舌头来献给神。
And so, brothers and sisters, we also need to consecrate our tongues to the Lord.
叫神能够得着我们舌头的权柄。
And so that the Lord would have the ownership of our tongue.
叫圣灵能够管制我们舌头所说的话。
That the Holy Spirit will control everything that we say.
好叫我们的舌头能够来赞美神
so that our tongues would be used to praise God
也能够向人说那造就的话
and so that we would say words of edification
弟兄姐妹我们看见这是圣灵引导我们奉献
so we see brothers and sisters the Holy Spirit leads us into consecration
是圣灵引导我们过一个更新奉献的生活
the Holy Spirit allows us to live lives that where we will renew our consecration
第二方面圣灵也引导我们祷告
Secondly, the Holy Spirit also leads us to pray.
我们相信每一位重生得救的神的儿女，我们都有祷告的经验。
I do believe that for every single child of God who has been born again, you have experience of prayer.
我也相信在我们许多神儿女们的心中，我们对于祷告有一个神秘的一个感觉。
And it is possible that perhaps in us, we have this feeling that this is something somewhat mystical.
就到底这祷告是怎么运作的？
How do you actually go about prayer?
为什么我这么说呢?
Why do I say this?
我们知道我们的主他复活升天之后
Because we know that after our Lord resurrected and ascended
他坐在父宝座的右边
He is now seated at the right hand of the Father
天天为我们代求
Every day he is interceding for us
这是主的话也是我们所信的
This is his words and what we believe in
同时我们也看见圣灵保惠师住在我们里面
And at the same time we know that the Holy Spirit, the Helper lives in us
可以时常为我们祷告
and daily praying for us
弟兄姐妹若是这样的话
and so if this is the case
在天上有我们的大祭司主耶稣基督作为中保为我们代求
and so if in the heavenlies our Lord Jesus he is our great high priest and interceding for us
在地上我们每天生活当中又有圣灵住在我们里面常常为我们祷告
and on earth we have the Holy Spirit who lives in us and who is always praying for us
弟兄姐妹那不是每一个神的儿女都应当是得胜者。
Then shouldn't every single Christian be an overcomer?
但实际的情形是如何呢
？But in reality，
弟兄姐妹，我们在生活当中常常还是充满着软弱和失败。
Aren't we all filled with weakness and failures?
难道主耶稣的祷告父不听吗
？Is it that the prayers of our Lord Jesus the Father does not hear it?
难道圣灵在我们里面为我们的代求？父不应允吗
Is it because of the prayers, the intercession of the Holy Spirit, the Father does not agree to it?
弟兄姐妹，问题出在哪里
Where is the problem, brothers and sisters?
是我们的祷告出了问题
Is that in our prayers we have problems?
虽然我们说我们也祷告
Yes, even though we may say we pray
我们甚至于是常常祷告
And often we pray
但是我们的经历告诉我们什么呢
But our experience tells us
好像有了祷告父神垂听了
It's as if there are some prayers the Father has heard.
有的祷告，父神没有应允。
But then there are some prayers the Father has not heard or not accomplished.
这到底是怎么回事？
What's the problem?
若是主耶稣在天上为我们也祷告，
If the Lord Jesus is also praying for us,
圣灵在我们里面也常常为我们祈求，
And the Holy Spirit is often interceding for us.
那为什么我们的祷告还不蒙垂听呢？
Why are our prayers going unanswered?
弟兄姐妹，这就说出了在祷告上面我们所缺乏的学习。
This speaks of the lack of learning in our prayers.
有人这么说，我们的祷告就像是属灵生命的呼吸。
Some say that our prayer life needs to be like spiritual breath.
我们想想，一个人若是他不呼吸了
，We think of a person if you stop breathing.
这是非常危险的事。
It's very dangerous.
若是有人呼吸不好，不顺畅
，If you do not breathe well, you have problems breathing.
这个人也是很难受。
It's also very difficult for you.
当然说出了，我们基督徒若是不祷告。
And so, of course, as a Christian, if you do not pray,
我们属灵生命相当的危险。
Then your spiritual life is also in danger.
若是我们的祷告出了问题，
if there's problems in your prayer life,
这也就叫我们属灵生命的成长出了问题。
It also causes problems in your spiritual growth.
弟兄姐妹，既然圣灵常常在我们里面用说不出的叹息来为我们祷告，
so since the Holy Spirit is praying for us with unutterable prayers,
那为什么？我们还需要祷告呢。
Then why is it that we still need to pray?
我们岂能祷告比圣灵祷告的还好吗
？Do we pray any better than the Holy Spirit?
我们的祷告岂能比圣灵的祷告更蒙垂听吗
？Can our prayers be heard even better than the Holy Spirit's?
这姐妹，这实在是祷告的学习当中的一个奥秘。
This is truly a secret in our learning of prayer.
当我最近读到约翰福音十四章的时候。
And so recently, as I've been reading John chapter 14,
圣灵似乎就开启了我，叫我明白这个祷告的奥秘。
The Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit has revealed to me the secret of prayer.
也就是圣灵保惠师在我们里面，要来引导我们 学习祷告。
The Holy Spirit, the Helper, He is the one who will lead us so that we will learn how to pray.
我们刚刚所读约翰福音十四章的经文告诉我们，主耶稣在那里重复说了，几乎是重复说了两次，一件很重要的事。
In John chapter 14, the passage we just read, the Lord Jesus repeated something twice. That's very important.
主说，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do.
弟兄姐妹，我相信在我们当中许多人，我们都读过这一段圣经。
And so I do believe many among us, we've all read this before.
弟兄姐妹，你信主所说的话吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe in God's words?
主说，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
Jesus says, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信这话吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe it?
或许我们头脑里头是相信。
Perhaps in your head you acknowledge it.
但是当我们在生活中经历祷告的时候，
But in your daily life, as you experience prayer,
我们发现这句话好像不是百分之百的应验。
It's as if it's not like this comes true 100% in our daily life.
我们觉得很奇怪。
We find it very strange.
因为每次我们祷告都是奉主的名祷告。
Because every time we pray in Jesus' name.
既然我们照着主所说的，我们奉他的名，无论求什么。
But here we do according to what he says. Anything you ask of him.
我们觉得，为什么很奇怪，主没有给我们成就呢？
So then we find it strange. Why is it that the Lord hasn't accomplished it for us?
弟兄姐妹，这里就说出了一个问题。
So here it speaks of a problem.
因为在这两句话之后，主耶稣就告诉我们说，他要差遣，父要差遣另一位保惠师来到我们中间。
Because following this, the Lord then says, I will ask the Father, He will give you another helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth.
我们看见乃是圣灵要带领我们进入这个祷告的真实的里面。
We see that the Holy Spirit, He wants to bring us into the Spirit of truth.
就圣灵要引导我们进入主的应许。
That is, the Holy Spirit wants to bring us into the promise of Christ.
叫我们奉主的名，无论求什么，他都必为我们成就。
So that if you ask anything in His name, He will do it.
或许我们会有一个疑问。
Perhaps then you may have a misunderstanding.
我们说我们祷告呢，虽然说奉主的名，但是呢，主没有应允呢，是因为我的信心不够。
You may think, well, I am praying and I pray in His name. Is it because that I lack faith?
或许我们会说，是我还有罪，没有认。
Or is it because I have not yet repented of some of my sins?
所以我的祷告呢，神不垂听。
So then my prayers, God doesn't answer those.
弟兄姐妹，的确。
Yes, it is true.
当我们有罪没有认的时候，罪就把我们的祷告，叫我们的祷告受了阻碍。
If there are sins that you have not yet confessed and repented of, that is a hindrance to God answering your prayers.
同样，当我们缺乏信心的时候，
And yes, when you lack faith,
我们的祷告也不蒙神的垂听。
Our prayers will not be answered as well.
因为人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
Because without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以的确，我们祷告不蒙垂听是有这两方面的问题。
So yes, we do have these two problems when our prayers go unanswered.
但有些时候，我们发现我们罪也认了。
But then there are times you find that you have confessed your sins.
我们里头也蛮有信心。
And you are full of faith in your heart.
可是我们奉主名的祷告，仍旧没有蒙神的应允。
But the prayers that you pray in His name still go unanswered.
这里我们看见乃是圣灵要引导我们学习祷告。
So here we find that the Holy Spirit, He wants to lead us so that we can learn how to pray.
就是圣灵要引导我们照着神的心意来祷告。
That is, the Holy Spirit wants to lead us so that we can pray according to His will.
我相信在上个主日，当我们弟兄姐妹听到年轻弟兄姐妹分享到他们在冬令会当中，还有在冬令会之后，他们如何从神领受恩典的见证。
I do believe, brothers and sisters, as you have heard the testimonies last Sunday from the young people after the winter retreat.
我们都非常得到激励。
We were all greatly encouraged.
我们心里面也都感谢赞美神。
And in our hearts, we give all thanks and praise to God.
当那天回到家里，晚上亲近主的时候，
And so that night after I went home and I was having quiet time before the Lord,
突然圣灵在里头就提醒了我。
All of a sudden, the Spirit reminded me.
这不正就是我们在过去几个月当中，弟兄姐妹，我们教会为着青年冬令会祷告的一个神所成就的事吗？
Wasn't this something that we had all asked for in all of our prayers over the last several months?
刚开始我觉得的确就像以往一样，神就是那样信实的、恩典的来带领、保守我们。
At first, yes, in my heart, I was so thankful for His faithfulness and in His grace, He has led us.
我也没感到有什么特别的。
I didn't find it was anything special.
然而圣灵在里头进一步的提醒我。
But then the Holy Spirit took a step further to remind me.
叫我想起曾经在几个礼拜三的晚上，就是教会祷告会的时间。
To allow me to remember in the past several Wednesday night prayer meetings.
当我们为着教会各方面的事情祷告的时候
As we were praying for various church matters
当我们也为着这个青年冬令会祷告的时候
And when we were praying for the young people's winter retreat
在祷告当中圣灵就在我们里面来引导我们
And as we were praying the Holy Spirit was leading us
为着这件事情
To pray for this
为着那一方面的负担
To pray for this burden
其中就包括盼望主能够借着冬令会来遇见我们青年弟兄姐妹们
Which included to have the Lord meet our young people
来复兴他们爱主的火
To revive that fire of love for God
来开启他们里面的眼睛
To open up the hearts, the eyes of their hearts
叫他们能够看见荣耀的主
So that they could see the glorious Lord
当他们遇见荣耀的主之后
And once they meet our glorious Lord
他们回来的时候就成为一个不一样的人
That once they return, they would be a changed person.
不仅如此
And not only so
因着在这样的特会当中我们的祷告盼望他们能够因着遇见主
But in our prayers, through meeting the Lord
因着他们被主复兴
Through being revived by the Lord
主能够使用他们来复兴主的教会
That God could use them to revive the church
当圣灵这样提醒我的时候
And so when the Holy Spirit reminded me of this
我就明白了约翰福音十四章这里所告诉我们
Then I understood what John 14, what is telling us here.
当圣灵引导我们照着神的旨意祷告
Once the Holy Spirit leads us to pray according to His will,
我们奉主的名无论求什么
that when you pray in whatever you ask of His name,
他都必为我们成就
He will do it for us.
叫父的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
So that the will of the Father may be done on earth as it is in heaven.
弟兄姐妹这是何等重要的事情
Brothers and sisters, this is such an important matter.
这是我们都需要来进入、来经历的一件事情
This is all something we need to experience and enter into.
就是叫我们祷告的时候
So that when we pray,
我们不单是按着照着自己的意思来祈求
Not only do we ask according to our own desires,
我们更需要来到主的面前
But even more so when we come before Him,
来依靠圣灵将父的心意启示在我们里头
When we rely upon the Holy Spirit to ask Him to reveal to us His will,
叫我们能够照着神的心意来祷告
And when we pray according to His will,
对，因为我们就要经历到主所说的
Then we will experience what the Lord says.
你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必给你们成就
That if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
是因为当我们这样子来顺从圣的引导来学习祷告的时候
And so when you obey the leading of the Spirit and pray in this way,
对，因为不仅叫我们的祷告得蒙垂听
Not only will our prayers be answered.
更宝贵的是借着这样的学习借着这样的祷告我们这个人被神来改变
But through this prayer, through this practice we ourselves will be changed by God
我们越来越能够像神儿子的模样
And we can become more and more transformed into the image of the
Son 我们越来越能够明白父的心意
And more and more we understand the will of the heart of the Father
我们越来越变得像我们的主耶稣
And we become more and more like our Lord Jesus
就像主在克西马利园里的祷告一样
Just like the prayer of our Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane
父啊不要照我的意思只要照你的意思
Father not my will but your will be done
感谢神圣灵要在我们里面来引导我们学习祷告的功课
We thank the Lord because the Holy Spirit He will teach us how to pray
第三方面圣灵要引导我们进入一切的真理
Thirdly, the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth
弟兄姐妹这是我们心里面所最渴望的
Brothers and sisters, this is something that we all desire for
在以往的日子里头我们听到弟兄姐妹有许多的一个感触
In the past, recently, we've heard many brothers and sisters who all have this sense
就是我们无论在我们读经生活当中无论在我们礼拜五的查经聚会里头在主日里头我们听了许多宝贵的真理
That no matter what meeting we attend whether it's Bible study or Sunday mornings we've heard many precious truths
但是我们发现这些的真理这些的话语呢好像都跑错地方了
But we find that it's as if all these truths, they've all gone to the wrong place. They've all entered into our minds.
弟兄姐妹就有一个感叹,
and so we all have this response,
或是有一个叹息,
or a sigh,
就是我们知道了很多,
that we know a lot.
可是我们活出来的却是很少,
but what we live out is very small in comparison.
我们真是一年一年的过去, 我们在主的面前长长的叹息,
and so year after year, we often sigh.
因为我们何等盼望我们所听见的真理都能够成为我们生命生活中的实际,
because how we desire for all these truths that we've heard to be real in our lives.
感谢神, 圣灵要带领我们进入一切的真理,
and so we thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit, He is the one who brings us into all truth.
圣灵如何来带领我们进入
How can the Holy Spirit bring us into all truth? Romans 8:28 tells us,
保罗说,
it says, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose, which of course includes you and me.
所以里面我们看见神要借着万事,
so we see God will cause all things to work together for good. For those who have been called according to His purpose. And what is the purpose of this all being good?
要叫爱神的人,
so that all who love God, we will all receive this good. All
be,
so for this all things, what does it include?
在我们周遭所发生一切的事情,
of course it includes all the things that happen among us,
不管是我们喜欢, 我们不喜欢的,
whether it's the things that we like or dislike,
神要借着这一切的事情来为我们效力,
God will cause all these things to work together for good,
叫我们得益处,
so that we may be benefited.
这个益处是什么呢?
What is this benefit?
益处就是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象,
that we will be transformed, molded into the image of His Son.
那他是如何来效力呢?
And so how do all these things work together?
就是借着圣灵在我们里面的工作,
that is through the working of the Holy Spirit in us.
圣灵一方面安排, 或是允许一些的环境临到我们,
on one hand, the Holy Spirit arranges all of our environments to come to us.
另一方面圣灵在我们里面, 借着微小的声音来开启我们,
on the other hand, the Holy Spirit, through His still small voice, He will open, reveal to us.
所以圣灵就借着万事来为我们效力,
so that all things will work together,
来把基督的性格,
so that the nature and character of Christ can be molded into us.
当圣灵在里头把神的话再说一遍的时候,
so that once the Holy Spirit again says His word to us,
因着圣灵在环境中的预备,
and through His preparation in our environment,
圣灵就带领我们进入这一个真理,
the Holy Spirit will bring us into this truth.
什么叫做进入真理呢?
What does it mean to enter into truth?
简单的说, 就是我们属灵的实际,
that is simply put, spiritual reality.
换句话说, 就是我们这个人和真理联合成为一体,
or in other words, that you and truth, you now enter into one being, one thing.
真理在我们里面,
truth is in us,
我们也在真理的里面,
and we are in truth.
我就用一个例子,
let me give you an example.
就好像我们吃食物一样,
just like when you eat food,
再过一下我们就要去享用爱宴,
in just a moment we're going to go over and have lunch.
我们把食物吃进去了,
once you have eaten your food,
这个食物进到我们里面,
and that food has entered into you,
经过消化吸收之后,
through digestion and absorption,
它就成为我们生命的一部分,
now it's become part of your life.
我们看见这个食物和我们这个人就联合了,
now this food and this person are connected,
借着我们的生活就 表现出来,
and through your life you express.
所以我们看见我们与真理就合而为一,
and that, so that is how we are united with truth.
看见真理就成为我们生活中的一部分,
so we see how truth becomes a part of our life.
上个主日, 我们弟兄勉励我们在这新的一年当中, 我们要好好读主的话,
last Sunday our brother encouraged us, so that we would read God's word well this new year.
弟兄姐妹我们不仅读主的话, 我们要把主的话当作食物吃下去,
not only do we need to read His word, but we need to eat His food,
然后呢,
His word,
让圣灵在我们身上把主的话能够制作成为我们生命的一部分,
so that the Holy Spirit can make His word into part of our lives.
圣灵借着环境, 来在我们里面向我们说话向我们开启
Then the Holy Spirit can arrange the environment and again speak those words into us.
虽然我们所面临的环境可能是艰难的
Even though the environment that you encounter, it may be difficult.
可能是我们的疾病
Perhaps it may be illness.
可能我们工作中有难处
Or difficulty at work.
可能我们在夫妻的关系上面也有一些的问题
Perhaps it may be marital problems.
或是我们婆媳之间的一些的的一些的难处
or perhaps difficulties with in-laws
圣灵要借着这一切的环境和这一切的事情
but through all environments on all these things
来在我们身上工作
God will work in us
到了那个时候
so at that time
圣灵在我们里面就把主的话开启在我们里面
the Holy Spirit will reveal those words again in you
使我们进入真理
so that you can enter into truth
就是真理成为我们生命中的一部分
And that truth will become a part of your life
借着这些的事情
And in all these things
圣灵就把我们渐渐地磨成神儿子的模样
The Holy Spirit will gradually transform, conform you into the image of His Son
这也正是神在戴德珍弟兄身上所做的工作
This is also the work that God did in the life of Hudson Taylor
戴德珍弟兄他在1832年出生于英国
Hudson Taylor was born in England in 1832.
他17岁的时候就将自己奉献给神。
And he consecrated himself when he was 17 years old.
他就准备自己要在将来到中国来宣教。
And he prepared to be a missionary to China for God.
他于1853年搭船前往中国。
And so in 1853, and he left for China.
在隔年的三月他在上海登岸。
And so in that next March, he arrived in Shanghai.
他随即就开始在中国前后将近有51年时间的宣教事工。
So he served in China for 51 years total.
我们知道当时中国的时局是非常的混乱。
Condition in China was in turmoil.
生活非常的艰苦。
Life was very difficult.
弟兄在当时那种环境传福音也是非常不容易。
To share the gospel at that time, it was also very difficult.
在经过没几年之后呢，他的身体就健康就出了问题。
And so after several years, his health was very poor.
他就必须要回到英国来休养，并且进一步的装备。
And he needed to go back to England to recover and to again prepare himself.
他于1866年，他和他的妻子还有四个孩子，并在内地会有十多位的同工呢，他们就一同的又去。去往中国。
And so in 1866, after he was married and he and his four children and all other missionaries from the inland China missions, they all left for China again.
面对那危险的环境和忙碌的事工。
And they encountered a very dangerous situation and very busy work, spirit service.
弟兄里面常常感到软弱无力。
And so our brother, he often felt very weak and very unable.
而他的事工也没有什么，也没看不见什么。明显的果效
And he couldn't see any visible fruits of his mission work.
就在那样的一个环境里头
And so in that environment,
神的爱保守了他
The love of God protected him.
他没有放弃神对他的呼召
He did not give up the calling of God upon him.
他也没有违背从前他在神面前的奉献
He also did not lose sight of the consecration that he had already given to God.
在1867年夏天有一段时间他就经历了罗马书第七章那里所描述的情形。
And so in 1869, that summer, he experienced something that God had shown him.
就他恨自己。
That he hated himself.
他恨恶自己的罪。
He hated his own sin.
可是他却没有能力能够胜过。
But he had no strength to overcome it.
他的内心苦苦的挣扎。
And so within his heart, he struggled much.
他每天祷告认罪。
Every day he prayed and repented.
他禁食。
And he fasted.
他立志要为善。
And he tried so hard to do good.
他也勤读圣经。
And he also read the Bible.
却仍然没有果效。
And yet it had no fruit.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也在这样的一个情形里头
？Brothers and sisters, are we also in the same condition?
我们是不是也像罗马书第七章那里所说的，我们在那里苦苦的挣扎
？And so are we also just like what it says in Romans 7 that we are all struggling bitterly?
在当时弟兄他越靠自己能努力要来追求圣洁结果显出来在他生活当中 有许多的不圣洁的地方。
And so the more our brother strived to be sanctified in his life, the more he saw that there were places that was unsanctified.
他渐渐发现他自己是不可能能够活出神的圣洁。
Gradually, he realized that he could not live out the sanctification.
他觉得他与神儿子的模样相差太远。
And that he was so far from being, being transformed into the image of the Son.
直到他几乎绝望了。
Almost to the point of giving up.
在同年九月的时候，他收到一封从同工寄给他的一封信。
And that same year in September, he received a letter from a coworker.
他在那里就经历了圣灵在他里面一次荣耀的复兴。
And again, he experienced the revival from the Holy Spirit.
在那里，圣灵叫他开启他，叫他能够明白，原来主耶稣就是那真葡萄树。
There, the Holy Spirit revealed to him again that the Lord Jesus is the true vine.
我们都是这树上的枝子。
We are all members of him.
这个道理，我相信我们弟兄早就知道了。
This truth, I believe, our brother already knew it.
我相信约翰福音十五章这葡萄树的比喻，我们也都读过。
I believe this illustration that our Lord Jesus gave in John chapter 15, we've all read it.
然而，在当时那样的一个环境里头
，But it was in that environment.
在当时，他在一个软弱的情形当中
，At that time when he was in the condition of weakness.
神借着圣灵借着主的话向他开启。
The Lord through the Holy Spirit speaking His words again, revealed it to him.
原来这葡萄树上的枝子并不需要在那里苦苦的哀求。
As a branch of the vine, you do not need to cry out bitterly.
盼望能够得着更多的恩典或是更大的能力。
Hoping to receive more grace or more strength and power.
这枝子只要安息。
The branch.Only needs to rest.
只要安安静静的与这葡萄树相连。
You just need to rest quietly, being connected to the vine.
它就能够支取这葡萄树里头一切的肥甘，作为枝子所需要的供应。
Then the branch can receive all of the nutrients that come straight from the vine.
当枝子这样子安安静静的接在葡萄树上的时候
，Once the branch quietly receives and is connected to the vine,
这葡萄树的枝子自然然的。就会结果子。
Then this branch very naturally will bear fruit.
在当时，圣灵将约翰福音十五章这葡萄树的例子向弟兄开启之后
，And so after the Holy Spirit again revealed this illustration of the vine and the branches from John,
这段圣经对我们弟兄而言不再只是一个道理。
Then this passage was no longer just a truth or doctrine to us.
不再只是一个知识。
Was not just head knowledge to him.
这段经文对他而言成为是活的。
This passage to him was living.
是真的。
Was true.
圣灵就带领我们弟兄进入了这个真理。
And so the Holy Spirit brought him into this truth.
我们的弟兄就进入了与主连结的安息里头。
And so our brother entered into this rest of being connected to the Lord.
无论环境有多艰难
，No matter how difficult the environment was，
无论内地会的事工有多么繁忙
，No matter how busy the mission work was，
当人看见戴德森弟兄的时候，他总是显出一个安息的情形。
When brothers and sisters， when people saw our brother， they all saw that he was in a condition of rest，
并且他也从他身上也流露出了神儿子的形象。
And also the image of the Son also flowed through from him.
并且从我们弟兄身上也流露出那从天上而来的那个能力。
And also flowed through him the power from that came from heaven.
后来神借着戴德森弟兄在中国那里就非常奇妙的将神的福音和神的国度开展。
And so then we see Brother Hudson Taylor amazingly brought throughthe work of the gospel
产生了一个非常深远的影响
and caused a very deep impact in that place
就是今天在我们当中的有许多弟兄姐妹我们间接的都是因着神使用戴德森弟兄所带来的果子
and so even among us brothers and sisters indirectly we have all received of the fruits we are the fruits of Brother Hudson Taylor's work
弟兄姐妹这就是神借着环境圣灵借着主的话在我们弟兄身上所做的
And so, brothers and sisters, this is the work through the environment, through the Holy Spirit, what He has done in His life.
盼望在这新的一年里头
So we hope that in this new year,
我们能够抓住机会
We may grab a hold of the opportunity.
在我们的每天生活当中
So that in our daily lives,
我们靠着圣灵，我们将自己来奉献给神
According to the Holy Spirit, that we would consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
不仅是全然一次性的奉献
Not only just fully once and for all
而是在我们生活当中一样一样的把自己具体的奉献给神
But daily, one by one, every single part of ourselves that we would all practically consecrate ourselves to Him
当我们遇见我们有不愿意的情形
When we encounter any unwillingness
我们来仰望主
We look to Him
我们相信圣灵要再将神的爱浇灌在我们心里
We trust that the Holy Spirit would once again fill our hearts with the love of Christ
是神的爱激励我们叫我们愿意把自己更新奉献给我们的主
It is the love of Christ which compels us so that we will consecrate ourselves to Him
盼望在我们生活当中特别是祷告生活当中也来接受圣灵的引导
And then in our prayer lives we hope that we would also receive the leading of the Holy Spirit
我们需要祷告
We need to pray
我们可以祈求
We can request
盼望我们能够学习祷告更深的功课
But we pray that we would learn an even deeper lesson
我们能够来亲近主
That we would draw close to Him
我们能够仰望圣灵将父的心意开启在我们里面
We all look to the Holy Spirit so that He would reveal the will of the Father to us
让我们能够照着父的心意来祷告
So that we can pray according to the will of the Father
我们就能够来经历主所说的
Then we can come to experience
你们奉我的名无论求什么我必给你们成就
That if you ask anything in my name I will do it
盼望在这新的一年当中圣灵也带领我们进入一切的真理
And I hope that in this new year the Holy Spirit will also lead us into all truth
叫主的话与我们这个人是合而为一
so that His word can be united with us as a person
这主的话能够成为我们属灵生命成长的供应
so that His word can truly be our food and provision for our spiritual growth
这话成为我们生活当中的每一个部分
so that His word can become it can enter into every part of our life
弟兄姐妹圣灵来了就是要带我们进入这一切的真理
the Holy Spirit has come so that we will enter into all truth
盼望在这新的一年当中
so we hope that in this new year
主在借着他那够用的恩典
The Lord according to His sufficient grace
借着他那不改变的爱
According to His never changing love
继续来保守我们
Continue to protect us
来带领我们
To lead us
叫我们的属灵生命能够越过越成长
So that our spiritual lives can mature and grow
叫我们能够长成神儿子的模样
So that we can be conformed into the image of the Son
叫我们能够长大成人
So that we can mature and grow up
能够长成满有基督长成的身量
so that we would be filled to the full stature of Christ
叫父的心在我们身上得着喜悦
so that the heart of the Father may be satisfied take pleasure in us
也叫父的旨意在我们身上得着成就
so that the will of the Father may be accomplished in us
让我们在一起有一点祷告
shall we bow for another word of prayer
阿爸父神我们心何等感谢你
Abba Father our hearts are full of thanksgiving
因为你爱我们
Because you love us
心是何等的深
And the love of the Father's heart is so deep towards us
你不仅重生了我们
Not only have you given us new life
你不仅叫我们能够成为你的儿女
But you have caused us to be your children
你还要我们长大成人
And you want us to mature and grow
长成满有基督长成的身量
To the full measure of the stature of Christ
你叫万事要为我们效力
And you cause all things to work together for good
要把我们磨成你儿子的形象
So that we can be transformed into the image of the Son
走在你这样一个荣耀的旨意和呼召面前
And so before this glorious purpose and calling
我们能说什么呢
What can we say
为着我们以往一切的亏欠愿你的宝血再来洁净
For all our past shortcomings may your precious blood once again cleanse us
当我们在这新的一年要跟随你往前的时候
So as we want to follow you further in this new year
主要愿你的爱继续的来激励我们
May your love continue to compel us
叫我们能够把自己奉献给你
So that we be willing to consecrate ourselves to you
叫我们能够来学习祷告的功课
So we would learn the lesson of prayer
叫我们能够按着你的心意来祷告
so that we would pray according to your will
叫我们也不再靠我们自己
that we would no longer rely on ourselves
我们乃是依靠圣灵带领我们进入一切的真理
but we rely upon the Holy Spirit who will lead us into all truth
愿你的心意早日在你所爱的儿女们身上得着成就
may your will be accomplished earlier sooner in the lives of your children
愿你的心腹早日装备整齐
may your bride be made ready
预备迎接你的面。
And prepare to meet your return.
主愿你快来。
Lord, come soon.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.